This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
All right, so that was Go Red for Women.
That was cheery, huh?
That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Go Red for Women. All right, never mind.
Is it because of my hair?
I just go there?
You did.
For women?
Yeah. Yes. All right.
That was a red flag.
Welcome back to the show, boys and girls. 3:02 in the afternoon. And, of course, you are listening to the Giddy Up. And it is a blistering, 29 degrees. I'm sorry.
I don't know. We don't have the weather.
We don't have the weather for some reason. We might have it in a half hour, maybe. I'm hoping.
Maybe not.
But if not, then we have... Penis! That's what we have. Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls. I am DJ Pauly B, of course, and my partner in crime sitting across from me is the funny man, Christopher.
I'm at 50. I'm now the serious man.
Oh, are you? Yeah. You're serious.
Yeah,
you cannot be serious with that shirt. I'm sorry. You look like a Papa Gino's tablecloth.
Well, you wore your underwear outside your pants again today. All right.
So what? It's the new style. I'm trying to keep up with the kids.
He's got the little Yoakum's whale on his shirt.
He does the Yoakum's.
Yeah, was an old restaurant. Oh. I'm really dating myself now. Well,
I guess you are.
I thought it was Fudgy the whale from Carvel.
And that chiming in, of course, is Michael from the Brigands. He's like the Kramer of the Giddy Up Show. Just pops in whenever he wants. And of course, the beautiful Carla D. Barreto, you can't say enough about her, but she's been coming off of a month cold, I think.
Yeah, getting there.
But she's still here. She's a trooper, so welcome back.
Thank you.
Because we love having you here.
It's great to see a nice model in here for a change, huh?
I don't know about that.
Anyways.
Well,
I wasn't just talking about...
Well, no, I'm
Chris. Usually it's Chris.
Well, I'm the before model.
The before. What, are you kidding me? I'm 50 in a day. You're 50 in 12 days. And are you kidding me? Yeah. Would anybody put us at 50?
No. Nope.
Absolutely wow,
thank
not.
You.
That,
75 that Navy.
Was, that was a wow. That was like a choir. I like that.
No kidding.
No, you look fabulous, dude. Even with your Papa Gino's tablecloth shirt, you look fabulous.
I'm just glad to be the young one again. This is kind of cool.
You're the young one now.
I'm the young one here.
Wow.
It's very psychological.
Catching up, though.
That's right. So the new name of the show is Two Fogies and the Young One.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Chris, and you're listening to Two Fogies and the Young One on MFO.
Is that what it is?
Medford.
It's rock and roll and a whole... I mean, no, did I just... rock and roll and... I don't know. I'll think of something.
Yeah. Good for you.
Now that, Paul, you've put me in my head, I feel like I should be getting a serving of food right now, you know?
You know what? You just pop in, dude. You know, you need to call up and say, all right, I'm coming in. You know, maybe there'll be a buffet, a buffet. Or maybe you should bring the food.
Where's my deli platter?
Anyways, what are we going to do now?
Well, should we do some funny news?
Funny news, yeah. Yes. What about you, Carla?
We don't have any funny news. I just...
She's chirping. Do you want to do a news?
She's just hanging out.
Do you want to do one?
You can take it from here.
All right.
Sounded like Rudolph today. Not feeling
poor baby.
So well.
I know.
But
I'm
made it. I'm smiling.
You are here. You're right. You're in the studio.
And hopefully next week I'll sound a little bit better. Be back on my
game. No, you're fine. Don't worry about it. All right, Christopher, you want to take some news?
Do I get a startup for news? No? No news music?
Yeah. You wait till the very last second, right? Don't you?
I don't know. Do you want to just start talking, or what do you want me to do?
What do you mean, just start talking? You never stop talking, for one.
You want, like, a special effect?
I'm not talking to you anymore. So, Carla. All right. So, starting off, we do have a new story. Wrapping up Christmas, people are cracking up over this gift a mom got for her daughter. File this under awkward. Shelby Donovan, an 18-year-old from New Orleans, Louisiana, as the kids call it, NOLA, was shocked when she opened a present from her mother in front of her entire family on Christmas. I kind of just stared at it for a really long time, trying to come up with anything else it could be besides a sex toy, Donovan told the Huffington Post. Because who wants to say that in front of their family? No one. So naturally, her entire family began giggling as soon as she revealed the gift. My mom realized why we were laughing, so she says, "What? Do you actually think I got you a dildo for Christmas?" By the way, that's going to be the next year's Lifetime Movie of the Week for Christmas, A Dildo for Christmas, starring Valerie Bertinelli.
Wow. Can you decorate that dildo? You know, put lights around it, maybe some tinsel. Or tinsel's very distracting, I know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
But
maybe hang some ball. Oh, never mind. It turns out the teen made the horrible mistake of opening and holding the gift upside down. It's actually a cup holder.
No way.
Grandma's reaction was definitely the best. She described it as business in the morning, fun at night.
Oh.
Grandma did not get run over by a reindeer, if you know what I'm saying. Donovan explained to the Huffington Post that she asked her mother for coffee and tea for Christmas this year because she has a horrible addiction to Starbucks.
Grandma have a mullet? Is that why she said that? You know, business in the front. Rock and roll at night.
Well, you gotta look at where they're from and look what they give each other for presents. If I'm a gambling man, if I was to go to Vegas and lay odds on that, I'm going with your assumption.
Thank you. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, Chris.
Yes.
I might have something. Oh, it's way too low. I promise I will have your introduction next week.
Awesome. Donovan figured if she made her own brews and carried it around in a tin tumbler, she could break the habit. Her mom figured she could make the whole transition in a tiny bit smoother by getting a durable cup holder for her daughter as well.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But Donovan's impulse to post pictures of the gift to Twitter was oh so right. The photos went viral, reaching over 196,000 likes and 80,000 retweets. And Donovan
that
has,
many?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Exactly. You put something pink and looks like you can put it up your old address, it will get liked.
Wow.
Donovan has actually used the very efficient cup holder, though she admits she'll only use it in her house. It's almost too...
Does that make it any better?
Yeah. Yeah. So once again, she could not explain the D battery she got with the next gift. But that's a whole other story altogether.
Uh-huh.
From our good friends at the Smoking Gun, we have a couple fun stories from them.
Wait a minute. Is that code for something?
No.
Smoking Gun?
Yeah. No. 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 But... female shoppers were squirted with bodily fluids.
It is cold. See? Don't try to make a liar out of me, Christopher.
All right. So what store do you think this happened in? Carla, do you have a guess?
Let's say maybe Walmart.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Bergdorf Goods. Yes, of course it was Walmart. Yes. So Walmart pervert used syringe filled with his semen. I didn't even know he was
Why?
In the Navy.
What? Why?
Okay, let me read this story. It gets better. It gets really good.
First of all, it can't get better. It can only get worse.
First of all, you got to see this clown. Look at this guy. He's 28. Can you see his picture? He looks older than the two of us combined.
Yeah. Never mind. Go ahead.
All right. A West Virginia man confessed to following female shoppers around Walmart and squirting them with semen contained in a syringe, according to a criminal complaint filed against the accused pervert. Timothy Blake was arrested Friday by cops investigating a pair of vile incidents involving women getting an unknown material sprayed or thrown on them by an unknown male. Blake was freed from custody after posting $11,000 bail. Charged with a pair of felony obscenity counts, Blake has been ordered to wear a GPS monitor as part of his release.
Where?
To Walmart, of course.
Where is he ordered to wear that?
He's getting with the other story. They're going to combine resources. He's got to put the GPS on her cup holder. In early November, a Walmart shopper told police that a creepy man lingered near her in the store's makeup aisle. After the man passed behind her, the shopper felt something wet on her foot and lower back. The woman then went to the bathroom and tried to wipe away the material. Tried to wipe the material off her, but it was, in her words, sticky. On December 28th, another woman told police that some substance had been thrown or sprayed on her while she was shopping at the same Walmart in Marietta, a city across the Ohio River from West Virginia. A review of surveillance video revealed that the suspect was in last week's suspect in last week's incident was identified to be the creepy man spotted in November. So after identifying the truck driven by the suspect, cops confronted Blake at Wings, etc. Nothing like chowing down after violating women. Cops confronted Blake at Wings, etc. as he sat down for dinner with his wife.
Is that the blue cheese sauce?
What ask what he was throwing on female victims.
Or is that ranch?
First claimed that it was egg yolk. But when police advised that they had the material tested, Blake then admitted...
Oh, so it was the honey mustard then.
I got your honey mustard right here. He then admitted it was semen in the containers, and he was squirting at buttocks of women.
I know we're laughing at this, but that's disgusting.
Very disturbing.
So stay out of Walmart. Cops say Blake admitted to entering a single Walmart store on about 12 occasions and squirting this material on women. The defendant, according to criminal complaint, stated on about 4 of those occasions he had squirted semen on women and the other times he had used egg yolk and flour or spit.
There's no arm.
There's not much more you can go with.
Blake said he targeted the women in early November spraying because he thought she displayed exhibitionist characteristics and wanted to be noticed.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Oh, and asked if the spraying was like having a sexual encounter with the victim. Blake told cops maybe it was his way of having sex with these women. And that was what he thought of when he committed these acts.
Wow.
And
so this is your silly news.
Did you laugh?
It got a little creepy, I'm thinking.
I got a lot creepy.
That's creepy news, right?
Yeah. Creepy news.
We definitely all laughed, though.
So please stay out of Walmart. And if you do need to shop at Walmart, definitely stay away from the one in West Virginia. A McDonald's employee was kicked in the stomach.
Stay away from Virginia, period.
Yeah. West Virginia, even worse.
No, East Virginia is the worst.
North, South, East, West. It says Virginia in the title, don't go. And a McDonald's employee was kicked in the stomach by an irate and violent customer who was extremely unhappy with a service in the drive-thru, according to Florida cops.
Go figure.
No kidding. Another guy who looks a lot
older
than us.
They call Flux.
Yes.
Yes.
Investigators allege that William Silva, 49, exploded after being tied up in the drive-thru lane, which was backed up Sunday around 10:30. Hey, you think you're backed up now? Wait until after you eat the food. Thank you.
Oh, see?
Yeah, you gotta.
I would have had you drop.
You gotta be at the ready. Silva cops.
I'm always at the ready.
Yeah, you're Helen ready over
I'm
there.
I'm just so distracted by your tablecloth shirt. I can't even focus on the show today.
I'm just craving pizza.
I am craving a Papagino's pizza.
Later
right now.
Today, a man walks into Papagino's craving a pizza with a syringe filled up. Never mind.
Hey!
Oh! Asked why? The funny man made me do it. A silver cup say entered the Clearwater McDonald's and started screaming and cursing at employees. After being asked to calm down, Silver allegedly attacked a worker, Manuel Cano, who was off duty at the time. Now, here's the best part. Cano kicked the living bejesus out of this guy. While Silver denied starting the altercation on January 1st, his account of the incident was contradicted by Cano and a McDonald's manager. Silva was arrested for both disorderly conduct and battery, both misdemeanors. He was released from the county jail last night after posting $650 bond. If you have $650 bond and you want to have a little bit of dollars, you want to have a little bit of fun, go kick ass in a McDonald's. $650 and you're out.
I thought that was protocol for McDonald's.
It's your kind of place. Silva's rap sheet includes conviction for cocaine possession of drug paraphernalia. But the best part is that Silver delivered a kick to Kano, who countered with several blows to Silver's head. So it looks
now,
like that
is that code for something when you say blows? Are
no, he nailed the dude.
Okay,
dude came in there, started.
Is that code? Nailed the dude?
No.
You tell me which is code.
No.
Blows are nailed.
No code, just like the fourth right. Pearl Jam album.
I'm just
code.
Curious. I'm turning 50 yesterday, and I can't keep up with you kids.
So
and your blows and nails.
That is today's newses.
Well, Christopher,
that's
thank
the newses.
You so very much because you delivered that perfectly.
Yeah.
And we appreciate
well,
that.
Well, Kyla's on the phone with her lawyer getting a restraining order against us.
Yes, she is. But she will be back hopefully next week and to deliver the news.
My news will not be so crazy.
Yes.
The news is.
That will be much cleaner. Maybe not. I don't know.
Creepy Chris.
Yeah, so, I could have said it in this voice.
Chris is creepy.
So this guy is.
He's even more creepier now that he's 12 days in to being 50.
Yes.
And I'm only I'm 50 and one. So. But, yeah, we're part of the same club.
Yeah. You got a big chalkboard and you're just going.
I don't, because I don't make that noise. I'd rather just do it.
You do when you urinate when you hit 50.
My guy just turned 52 this year. 50 as well,
oh,
actually.
Congratulations.
So he's part of the club, too.
52? Yeah.
50.
50 as
yeah,
well?
No,
as
you
well.
Said 52 first.
I know.
You
I
said
know.
52
Bad
first.
Bad choice of words.
50, two.
So, this is the half century club
it is.
Show.
Yep, and things are breaking. Shout out to
yeah,
Mr.
Yeah, everything's
oh,
breaking.
Yeah. Things are not doing good.
Legs, fingers, yeah. arms, whatever.
Phlebitis.
Shoulders.
What is that?
It's a something that I think is a funny sounding disease. Phlebitis.
Did you make that up?
No, it's real. It's like a blood thing.
Can I Google it? It's real?
Yeah, sure.
You can
go. Right.
If you'd like to Google that, hey, anybody wants to call in and talk about...
I'll say words and you can Google them.
Phlebitis.
If you're a phlebitis sufferer, please call in. We'll play your song
Explain
for
the
you.
Symptoms.
The number here is 855-915-9636. Phlebitis.
Only reason I know
is
the
your
word,
friend.
The only reason I know phlebitis is because Richard Nixon had phlebitis and he was like, I'm irritable, Pat. My phlebitis is acting up.
I don't even know. I don't even want to go there.
It's true. That's what he used to say.
I don't. How do you know? Did you spend nights with Richard Nixon or?
I read his memoirs.
You read his memoirs?
There was nights.
Is that code for something? All right. We have to go.
I was working a tape recorder in 72.
We have to play some rock and roll music because this is taking a strange turn. our show. Chris, can you take us out, or are you just...
It must be the shirt.
I don't know, or is he's too phlebitis
mode. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, The Giddy Up, rocking your world in Medford, Boston.
We'll be right back, boys and girls. Hey, this goes to my phlebitis brother.
I don't believe it's been slitting my throat. It's all I have. I'm a heard your voice through a photograph. I thought that I've been
let the fear take the wheel and steer. It's driven me before, and it seems to have a vague haunting mass appeal. But lately, I'm beginning to find that I should be the one behind the wheel. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there with open arms and open eyes.
WMFO Medford.
You in the dark, you in the pain, you on the run, living a hell, living your ghost, living your end. Never seem to get in the place that I belong. Don't wanna lose the time to
decline, breaking the waves, watching the lights go down.
Didn't mean to bring anybody down. Not intentionally, anyways. But that is my favorite Bush song. And that's not code for anything. Anyways, boys and girls, welcome back. 3:34 in the afternoon to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO. And it is the best show ever, isn't it?
Just ask Kenny from Everett. He'll tell you.
We love Kenny from Everett.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't try to put any John Denver in there.
That was Ron from Malden. But thank you for calling in, Ron from Malden, last
week. So welcome back, boys and girls. Across from me, of course, my partner in crime, the funny man, Christopher Ridgway. And Michael from the Brigands, who pops in like a disease.
I know.
Kramer. And
he's like the herp.
The absolute.
Get that off your face. I can't.
Opposite from disease is, of course, the beautiful Carla. And she's getting over her disease. Maybe. He popped into her house or something.
Wouldn't call it a disease. Maybe a little viral infection.
I go in everybody's house and touch
the malady, we'll call it.
What was that word used before?
Phlebitis.
Yeah, it's a phlebitis.
It's the phlebitis. Your phlebitis is acting up.
Hey, what do you do when the phlebitis acts up?
I think you just lay in bed.
You just
antibiotics.
Forget about it.
But you need to elevate your feet.
What?
Fluids.
I thought it was the head. You elevate the head to get the blood to the feet.
Well, how about you do the head and the feet and everything meets in the middle?
Because phlebitis sounds like it's a feet disease.
We're going to try vodka tonight.
You know what? That's even better.
That's a good idea.
I agree with you.
So, you know, I think Harvard has that med school. At least somebody from Harvard, you know.
I don't
check
believe.
Check me out once. I hope they were a doctor, not some perv.
Yeah, I live on Harvard Street. Come on over here, son.
That's what it was, so, Harvard Street in Malden.
I meant to say Tufts. So, Tufts does have a
Tufts
medical
Street,
school.
All Tufts Street,
Malden. Yeah, that's true.
I've played both of them.
I've played Dr. Maintains on that street. Okay, so, you know, the whole thing is this. If you're a med student, call us up. Tell us what the hell this phlebitis is anyhow, and is it feet up or head up?
Pucker up.
Pucker up.
Chris, I thought you were going to do your wheel.
Oh. I spun the wheel. I pre-spun it.
You pre-spun it.
It was a pre-spin.
Which we usually do on the show every week.
But there was
spin the wheel.
But it's a very special wheel.
Christopher wanted to be,
it's a very special wheel.
Secretive.
Because this about wheel. The wheel. And he's laughing at himself saying, yeah, I figured it out there, Einstein or Rooney.
It's not too hard. I mean, we both turned 50.
So, this is...
Although you are 50 way before me.
Every day counts after 50.
Yep, exactly. He's on the metric system. I'm probably 108 in his world. So, spun the wheel, and these were the number one songs on January 5th, 1967.
Who would imagine?
Why January 5th, 1967? Because that's when the master of ceremonies, Paul Arthur Brandt, was born.
Oh, well, who's that guy?
By the way, when he was born, his birth certificate said Satan McMasturbates, but they changed his name for political reasons.
They really didn't have to change the name.
Yeah, but your middle name was McMaster and your last name was Bates. And, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Papa Gino's.
So, number 10 on the day you were born was Donovan with Mellow Yellow.
Well, that explains a lot.
Say what you will. This song...
Of my empty brain cells.
This song was... John Paul Jones from Zeppelin played on this, on the session. And Jimmy Page did too, I think, as well. I have to check that. Yeah, Pete, that's how they met, was on Donovan Sessions. At number 9, great song, but Four Tops. Standing in the Shadows of Love.
There you go.
Song.
With $50 in my pocket.
Hopefully not in Walmart.
Hey.
Next, we heard this act, this four-piece vocal act. We heard them on the show prior. This is the Mamas and the Papas.
Of course.
This isn't me adding D's and S's. They're the Mamas and the Papas.
I get it.
With Words of Love. The Words of Loves.
See?
Yep.
I was born in a great generation of music.
And number 7, not from Revere, Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Oh, here we go.
Featuring Mark Lindsay. Mark Lindsay was becoming a superstar, and for him to stay in the band, they had to do featuring Mark Lindsay. Paul Revere was not the singer.
No.
Keyboard player.
Yes, exactly. The keyboard player. He passed away last year.
Yes, he passed on to a bigger keyboard in the sky.
Yeah. And speaking of big keyboards in the sky,
yeah,
the big casino in the sky, we lost this guy back in 98. Chairman of the board, Francis Albert.
Hmm.
That's life. Cuckoo Babe.
Is that? I think he wrote this song for me. Because that's life. When I was born.
So, Old Blue Eyes was singing it to Young Blue Eyes, who is now Old Blue Eyes.
Now, yes, I've taken over.
And he's deceased Blue Eyes.
I've taken over the reins. And not too far off from being deceased Blue Eyes.
Number 5, the fruit of Mr. Francis Albert's loin, Nancy Sinatra.
Yes.
With Sugar Town. Don't you feel groovy right now?
I feel old right now.
You know, I feel hungry right now.
I want a sachet.
Just looking at that.
Do you want a sachet? I want a sachet. Listen to this.
At that tablecloth.
Number 4
is... What happened
is,
to these boots were made for walking?
And that's next year. Number 4. The worst song. One of the worst songs ever. Worst song. I cannot tell you what a piece of crap this song is. Winchester Cathedral by the New Vaudeville Band.
Hey, listen. I would argue with you if I could.
It's a bag of crap. Cut up in a grocery bag and sold at Johnny's Food Master, I tell you. Enough of Winchester's Cathedral. We're going to get an upgrade with the great Aaron Neville. Tell It Like It Is.
All right, well, we'll take that.
Pre-tattooed face to Aaron Neville.
What do you mean tattooed face? That's a
no,
mole.
He's got the mole. He's got the cross.
I don't want people to see my mole, so put the cross on my face.
Dude, you got a cross and a mole on your face. I think one of my favorite songs.
And this is all on my birthday.
Yeah, on that's
the
number
day
three.
I was born.
On the day you were born. And number two was the Royal Guardsman with Snoopy versus the Red Baron.
What?
He's speechless.
It got better.
A cartoon song was number two?
Yeah. It got better as the year gone on. By the summer, things straightened out. There were people on acid on the charts, all right?
They finally got it together by July.
The charts were laced with LSD. You couldn't listen to music without being dosed, all right? Number one.
Okay.
On the day that you were born, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Only apropos for you, you jackass. And I say that with love. The Monkees.
The effing Monkees. I love the Monkees.
With I, a Believer.
Well, thank you, sir,
for this very special.
Written by Neil Diamond, I believe.
I think this, yeah, it's a Neil Diamond. It's not a Boy's Heart tune. You're right, yeah.
Wow.
And
Ozzy had nothing to do with that.
And, you know, I just want to kind of go through this. Some other songs you may know. The Seekers were climbing the chart with Georgie Girl.
Wow, Polly, I think you're officially a classic now.
I am a classic.
Listening to this music.
Mustang Sally by Wilson Pickett.
That's a good one.
Yeah. What else do we have on there?
We're both DJs, so we know that.
Oh, here we go.
We have to play it at weddings.
Yeah, exactly.
For you, number 30. Happening 10 years ago, The Yardbirds.
Oh, yeah.
The Yardbirds.
Yeah. And more Monkees. Stepping Stone.
You can never have more Monkees.
Yeah. No.
Ever.
Otis Redding. Try a Little Tenderness.
Great song.
These songs were climbing the charts, so once again, it was getting better.
It's a good makeout song when you're in junior high school.
Yeah, until the shop teacher finally realizes he's not gay.
Mike, they had junior high school back in the day when you were in...
I was in junior high school before there was middle schools.
Oh.
That's how old I am.
When he used to go to Inspiration Point.
And of course, the Electric Prunes were climbing the charts in 67 with I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night.
Really?
I just like Electric Prunes. Okay. And Dionne Warwick.
Who doesn't like Electric Prunes? And that, I know, is code.
And the song, if we're going to do the top, at number 100, There Goes My Everything by Jack Green. Jack Green, God bless you. We have no idea who you are.
I think Elvis covered it.
Didn't he play for the Bruins? Oh, that was Teddy Green. I'm sorry.
Yeah, then he got two-handed off the head with a...
Goink.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Chris, for that trip through something I have no idea and don't remember. But thank you, buddy.
No problem. Next year, I will pull stuff from your 10th birthday.
Okay.
Maybe at first. I was 68.
All right. Anyways, kids, 3:45 right now in the afternoon. How about I play one more song? For both of us.
Please. I need a sorbet to cleanse the palate after
that.
Yeah,
you're going to need this
after Winchester
we'll come back
Cathedral.
With our goodbyes. Not you know, our so longs.
Our sayonaras. Our avidazains.
Until next week. But how are you doing?
Arrivederci's.
Yeah, ciao.
Look at poor Carla. She's coming on.
Ciao? What are you, huh? You making fun of my shirt, too? You want ciao? I thought you were my friend. I thought you were my side.
Take us out, Christopher. Come
I
on
hate
now.
You all. I quit on the giddy up. WMFO 91.5 Medford.
You can't quit. You don't get paid.
It's like the Hotel California.
It's not. All right, we'll be right back, kids.
I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. All my dreams pass before my eyes, a curiosity dust in the wind. All they are is dust in the wind.
That's right, boys and girls, that was the Beatles, Something in the Way. I don't know, I get emotional, especially towards the end of the program.
Yes.
And it is 3:56 in the afternoon, and yeah, we had no weather, so I apologize about that. Although I could give you the weekend weather. It's going to be crap out.
Yeah, and I think you can leave it at that.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, tomorrow's going to be snow as well. Highs, the very highs of 27.
Toasty.
So,
4 to 8 inches now, they're saying.
Hunker down.
Wow.
Hunker down. Sunday will be a little bit better. Highs of 23. So, you know what?
Pass the tanning butter.
If you have a loved one, that is the snuggle weather to embrace. Anyways, you guys have been listening to the Giddy Up, of course, as you do every Friday, and we appreciate that. We're going to let everybody want to say their goodbyes if they have any or whatever. Michael?
Thank you for having me share your birthday with you. There's 100 years of talent right here.
Oh, thank you, sir.
To all the people out there in Radio Land, you should appreciate what you have.
Oh, that's kind of you.
Well, that's very kind.
Of course, they're saying we felt like we've been listening to these bozos for 100 years, so it all works out.
Aw, thanks for having me again, guys. And yes. Hopefully everybody's going to have a healthy and happy new year. I'm going to start over tonight, wake up tomorrow refreshed, and hopefully the snow will cleanse everything.
You're going to start over tonight?
Yeah, I'm starting over. It's going to be a new year terrific. Tomorrow.
All right, well, we hope you feel better.
Yeah.
Because we love having you here and as part of the team. And, I mean, you know. It's great, but we want you to be healthy.
Thank you.
Christopher.
I hate when people say,
funny man.
I'm turning over a new leaf.
Yeah, that's good.
What does that
silly.
Mean?
That means...
What, you're homeless? You're sitting there, look at a new leaf.
He's had a bad year.
Yeah, no, you know what, I just... Like I said, everybody, last week, I just drink to your health into a new year.
No, you just drink.
I just drink, and I'll be cuddling with a bottle of Balvenie. A 15-year-old or 14-year-old.
Well,
Scotch.
Us.
Scotch. What do I look like, Jimmy Page over here? Speaking of, happy birthday to Jimmy Page. We know you're a frequent listener.
Right.
And also...
He does listen to us.
To
yes.
Rod Stewart, whose birthday's coming up. And... The late David Bowie, whose birthday would have been Sunday, and Monday will be a year since we lost him.
Okay.
And I just want to say, go as fast as far as you can, for as long as you can. And if you get pulled over by the cops, say the funny man told you that's how to drive.
And of course, we're going to take a 166-hour break. As I always say, please always be a rock and never roll. Stay Boston strong. We love you guys. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be doing this. We love you. See you next week.